Well, sit down if you can. Somebody say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Y'all have been getting some stuff, and I just pray you're getting it. Amen. Hallelujah. So say, don't miss.
Don't miss.
What God is. Say it one more time. Don't miss. I don't want you to be stuck back there, brother. If it blows up, let it blow up. Come on. Hallelujah. Don't miss what God has. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Isn't he wonderful? I'm going to tell you what. You need supernatural power to get over. You can cut these monitors off. Maybe that's what's feeding up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You need supernatural power to get over. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I got a verse for you, but I want to find it in two different places. My God. Hallelujah. How many of you have a need that you want God to take care of? Start to pray in the Holy Ghost just a little bit more. Go to Luke chapter 4. say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Say,
I want
everything God has for me. And so often, the devil is out to rip you off. Did you know that? And you think he just steals from you the things you got? Do you think that's really what he's after? Look at somebody and say, you ain't got nothing. According to what God says and his word says, according to all those things that are going out there, according to what the Bible states of what you should be, what you're called to be, according to the covenants of God, as you obey God and do everything you need to do, he's already ripped you off. He's already stolen. Some say, is it possible to be and have anything stolen from you before you even get it? Somebody say hallelujah. Jesus has given it. Why let the devil steal it? You know, there was a man in the Bible that prayed for God to give him deliverance, to give him a breakthrough, to give him an answer. God had given him that answer, that request. Amen. The moment he asked, God did it. But it took a while, didn't it? They said they were held up in the heavenlies. As soon as they caught up, tangled up. In the heavenlies, it was detained by demonic forces. They had to wrestle to get there. Look at somebody say, there are demonic forces at work hindering your blessing before you see it. Somebody think he's worried about what you've already got. You didn't got it yet. You didn't got it all. The devil's biggest things is to steal the big stuff even before it shows up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Luke chapter 4, see, Jesus came and he is what? Salvation. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say it again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, let me walk out of here tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We might just pick up something. We just might catch something. Amen. Jesus came. And as soon he came on the earth and he went and did some things in chapter 4. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. And being, somebody say, 40 days tempted of the devil. Somebody say, salvation.
Salvation.
In the wilderness.
In the wilderness.
Being tempted.
See,
there were people that were in the cities waiting 40 extra days, but the devil had it tied up in the wilderness, testing it, working it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you got to understand the struggles. You got to understand all the unseen forces that are at work for you to bring forth God's best and for you to get what God wants you to have. Even before they heard about it, Jesus already battled over it.
Amen.
Even before he showed up there in that town, he had already been through the wilderness with the devil. Come on, people. See, you think that it's just a battle when you get it out in the open? Somebody's already been out there in the spiritual realm battling to get you the word. Battling to hold on to your victory, battling to hold on to your promise. Look, trying to rip them up before it came, before they even knew who he was, before they even knew what Jesus was sent to do, what he wanted to do. He had already battled it out with the devil before anybody ever knew about it. Before he came to tell him, listen, I've come to set the captives free. Before he even told mankind, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he had anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He had sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Before they heard all that stuff, he had already battled the devil.
Amen.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So why do you need to make it any harder? Don't you know the opposition? Don't you know the spiritual thrust? The struggle to get the word of God out. Before you even hear it, there's a battle going on.
Amen.
It's already broke through heaven. In order for it to be spoken to you, it's already been battled in the heavenlies. The next thing is up to you. Glory to God. Somebody say, when the word from God comes, when the word from heaven comes, it's come through war. A messenger's broken through somewhere. Somebody say, hallelujah. It didn't come lightly, and the devils got out of the way when they heard that God wanted to do something. When they heard God wanted to say something, all of the devils moved out of the way. No, that angel had to battle.
Amen.
He had to struggle. He had to fight. Somebody say, hallelujah. That the word of God might be spoken. Before Jesus even got to that point, when he was a little baby out there, amen, he had to run from Herod. Somebody say, glory to God. Had to go all the way over there, amen, into Ethiopia. Where was he at? Glory to God. In Egypt. Send the baby to Egypt. Isn't that a trip?
Yes.
To preserve his life.
Yes.
Somebody say, glory to God.
Glory to God.
Never wanted to steal it even then. But he wasn't successful. So he said it didn't come cheap. Glory to God. This word of deliverance for you, it wasn't just thought up. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
It's not just, it's already tested and tried before it got to you. Jesus had already said, listen, devil wanted to wear him at the word itself. But Jesus withstood the forces of hell before it got to it. And then it had a battle. Somebody say, glory to God. Somebody say, the second battle. We were giving out some tapes today talking about the seasons of faith. See, there were some, you know, Jesus went out, there was one scripture said, hey, look, and the fowls of the air came to devour the seed. How many of you want to produce better this year?
Amen.
Whether you realize it or not, it was a demonic attack in this place. You couldn't catch it. Your blessing was right in the room, and every demon in hell manifested in order to steal from you. Some say hallelujah. Do you know they can't receive for themselves? They can only steal to survive. Do you know the devil has no provision? He has got to steal to survive. God, every good and perfect thing comes from the Father above. He didn't get nothing.
Amen.
He got no provision whatsoever.
Amen.
That's why he's a thief.
Right.
There's no provision for him whatsoever. What he needs to survive on this week, he's got to steal it from somebody else.
Amen.
He good at his job too. Somebody say hallelujah. See, I can get crazy in here tonight because it just does. Amen. Devil got some sense out there, saints out there pimping for him. I mean, he's pimping the saints. Amen.
Amen. It's true.
Amen. Let him go to church and get something good. I'll have it. He said, I'll wait till the blessings come down. I'm going to sit right in the middle of it and get it all. Amen.
Amen.
How many are going to refuse to let the devil steal from you? Let me tell you what you don't take and what you don't claim, he possesses. What you don't take, he assumes you don't want it. Amen. Why is he ruling the earth? He assumes you don't want it. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. There's a reason why people don't want, because they don't know how good it is. Or because they believe God's a liar. Amen. There's a reason why people don't want the good things of God. Either they don't know how good he is, or they believe he's a liar. They think it's just a game. So Jesus went through at the first part of chapter 4. It says, and being 40 days tempted of the devil. Somebody say hallelujah. He gets out of that. Somebody say hallelujah. And said, and when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And then in verse 14 it says, and Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit. My God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say returned in the power of the Spirit. That's something else, isn't it? When somebody can return to you in the power of the Spirit. Paul said, he said, we have not come here with enticing words of man's wisdom, but with power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
There have been many times the word of God will come in this place in power.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Survived temptation, ended up in power. Amen?
Amen.
So Jesus returned in power unto Galilee, and there went out fame of him throughout all the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. My God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My, 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 my. Thank you, Jesus. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God's trying to say something to you people.
Yeah.
I'm not here to play games.
Yes.
Amen. I would have just said be good to one another message if I was here to play games. Amen. I would have, you know, just found something really nice and wrote it up. Amen.
Amen.
I still don't know. It doesn't seem like we're getting it. I don't know why he keeps speaking it. Amen. Amen. I don't know why he's speaking it. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. It was in the prophet book of Isaiah. Amen.
Amen.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes.
Because he has anointed me. Some say revelation of the anointing. See, as a man thinketh, so is he. And that goes the other way. Whatever you think is what you get. Unless you get surprised. And most of the time you get surprised, you already missed it. He wanted them to be sure that they got everything that they needed to get. He told them. Somebody say, amen.
Amen.
He came into place and said, listen, I am anointed of God. The Spirit of God is on me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He didn't take it for granted that they would just figure it out themselves.
Amen.
He told them and they had to believe him. Thank you, Jesus. Before he worked a sign, before he worked a wonder, he came out of the wilderness, glory to God. He said, listen, I ain't got time to play games with these people. I just battled the devil 40 days. Glory to God. I'm in the power of the anointing. I'm just going to tell him. And he wasn't lying. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, many times God tells you stuff to make it easy, and you got to mix your faith with it.
Amen.
My. By the time you figure it up, it's already over. Don't you know God speaks some things? The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. The Holy Ghost is moving. Just get your faith together. He'll just tell you. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory to God. Thank God when he tells you. Then you've got a decision to make, don't you? See, you got a decision to make.
Amen.
The decision is, I choose to believe it, or I choose to doubt it. Amen? He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. My God, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, the recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. My God, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And he closed the book. How many times we close books around here? And sat down. How many times we see that? I've been in this place several times. Holy Ghost said, close the book and sit down. Nothing else to do. Speak the truth and sit down. The rest is up to them. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He opened the book and told them, and then he closed the book. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. And sat down, and the eyes of all of them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him, and he began to say unto them, this day, glory, they had to take it by faith. He didn't do anything. He didn't heal anybody before he said that. He just read it, said it, closed it, and sat down. And then told them, whether you like it or not, this day, this scripture's fulfilled in your ears.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Come on.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
There are many things that God speaks to you. And as far as he concerns, he closes the book and sits down. He said, it's done.
Hallelujah.
The rest is up to them.
Amen.
Glory to God. He knew what he was about. He knew what he had. He knew what he came to do.
Amen.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
He said, he sent me to do these things. He might have set them free, and they didn't walk out. He might have preached the gospel and they didn't hear. Hallelujah. My God. Woo, thank you, Jesus. And he sat down there and he said, this day, and all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. So to say, glory to God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Woo-hoo-hoo. See, they shouldn't have wondered about it. They should have lived on it. Somebody say, wonder bread.
Wonder
bread. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And said, listen, the word of God came out of his mouth. And instead of them taking that word, and just in that same verse, he said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth. Instead of them living on the word, glory to God, that came out of his mouth, they start to judge and wonder, who is this? Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. There are many things that we wonder about instead of living on it. There are blessings you could be walking in, living in, glory to God, experiencing, anointings you can be walking in. You still trying to figure it out. Waiting for him to do something about it. He didn't close the book and sit down. As far as he's concerned, it's already done. He said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled. I know it. Do you? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we got to get out of here tonight.
Uh-uh. Oh, wait a minute.
Every season we didn't get back to this scripture, every time he come back, it says the same thing. Until they know, glory to God, what God sends. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. You can have your miracle. You can have your breakthrough. You can have your deliverance. Jesus came out of the wilderness 40 days. Came out of trials, tribulations, and struggles. Amen. Going through what would have warned some other people, he came out full of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Watch out when people come out of the wilderness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Woo! My God. It's about to get good. Woo! My God. And he said unto them, ye will surely say me unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. That it were. Glory to God. That was prophesied. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I wouldn't just be looking at her. I'd get in on it. I'd get in on it. We cut the heat off a while ago. Oh my God. Make sure you cut the heat off. It's too hot in here. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Oh, ha, ha. Just make sure it's off. Glory to God. 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 I'm trying to get there. And they said, listen, I'm so tired of hearing you talk about what you've done before. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also in this thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet. Come on now. No prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell of you a truth. Many widows were in Israel in the day of Elias. Somebody say glory. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say the days of Elias. See, days of Elias is days of visitation.
Yes.
Days of demonstration. God's been speaking that to us. Somebody say hallelujah. Days that somebody said, this is the day of Elijah. Hallelujah. In the day of Elias, amen, when the heavens were shut up for 3 years and 6 months and great famine was throughout all the land. Somebody say, hallelujah. See, days of Elias, things happen like everything shuts up, but heaven opens up. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But unto none of them that Elias was sent. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not to any of them that the prophet of God was sent. Somebody say sent.
Sent.
Sent to him. So you think that's a trip. Some say, well, glory to God. He said, the prophet was sent to them. Save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias, the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman, the Syrian. Somebody say hallelujah. He said there were a lot of people there that needed a breakthrough, and nobody got cleansed. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory to God. Somebody say a prophet sent, nobody got cleansed, save one. Somebody say, I'm going to be the one. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody say, so Jesus knew. He went into that place with the word. He knew. He said, listen, I know the last time a prophet, somebody say glory to God. I know people's history, and if they're stupid to discern the times and seasons of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, they'll miss it.
Amen.
He didn't put that on his back. He just said what God told him to say. Close the book and sit down.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When the prophet comes to you and gives you a word, he sits down, you stand up.
Amen.
You stand up in the word that God's given to you.
Amen.
Glory to God. You stand and walk in it.
Yes.
Manifest it. They don't have to do it. You do. They just give the word. You bring it to fruition.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And all they that were in the synagogue that heard these things were filled with what? Oh, they just got full of joy with Jesus' message, didn't they? Oh, they were just so happy to hear that word. Glory to God. Oh, they got filled with the Holy Ghost. They had a revival. No, they got spitfire mad. Somebody say hallelujah. They were expecting to see the same show. These ain't the songs you played in that last town. This ain't what we saw you do on TBN. So here they are filled with wrath. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill whereunto the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way and came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! Glory to God. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. How many want to take somebody else's blessing? Oh, y'all don't like to hear that. God will find somebody someplace. Amen. His word's not going to return to him void. You give it up. He's not going to just let it sit there.
Amen.
He had to take, all of Israel were called of God to do certain things. They wouldn't get themselves together. They wouldn't believe the word. They wouldn't believe the prophet. So Jesus found himself a branch someplace else. My God, my God, my God. He's not going to waste the anointing. He's going to find the ground someplace. Amen.
Amen.
We know his concept. He listen. So he said, I knew you were a shrewd man. He said, listen, you should have taken my stuff and made something out of it.
Amen.
You should have traded it out. Somebody say, glory to God.
Amen.
My God, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
the anointing of the Holy Ghost came here to... Came here in 19, I think it was 03. Came to Houston.
Amen.
Didn't want it. Amen. Didn't look the way they needed it to look. Came through the wrong kind of vessel. They packed it up. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Went on over to the West Coast. Amen. and had Azusa Street revival.
Somebody say glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on now. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. There are a lot of people going to be astonished at doctrine. Amen.
Amen.
But he didn't come there just to astonish them with doctrine.
That's right.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
There
are a whole lot of people that are just blown away with the word of God. They just heard the word. Oh, he can teach. But he didn't come there just to do that. That's second.
Amen.
He came there to do some things. He came there to preach the gospel.
Yes.
To set captives free.
Yes.
To heal, deliver.
Praise you, Father.
Get people out of poverty. But when the people don't have faith, they just get a good message. A tape series. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. Some of them don't even get that. Glory to God. See, there's a higher way for you to receive from anointings. Somebody say thank you, Jesus. He came there and told them what he came to do, close the book, said you ain't going to get it that way. I'm just going to close the book. It's closed before. Somebody say case closed.
Case closed.
God's always willing to do much more than you could ever think, ask, or imagine.
Amen.
You have no idea. I'm not lying to you. Hear the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
There are anointings that come to this place, the power of God right there to do certain things. And I just think, well, might as well close this book. Speak it out and close it. And they were astonished at his doctrine and with his power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil. Where was it?
In the synagogue.
Where was it?
In the synagogue.
Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. And cried with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, glory to God. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Ooh, somebody say, glory to God. Don't y'all see what's going on? See, there are two battles. See, Jesus not only needs to reign in the heavenlies, he's got all authority over demonic powers and all that stuff. But they knew Jesus was ready to do some stuff. But they knew it was up to Jesus at that point because faith, see, the people's faith wasn't there. So they thought they were safe. Jesus said, I might well take care of it even though the people aren't there. So the demon said, hey, we safe now. Lord, their faith's not there. They don't know who he is. But the demons knew. Jesus had to give himself an introduction, but with the devils, he didn't need none. They said, what have thou to do with us, Jesus? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Every once in a while, he'll super exceed your faith.
Amen.
He'll kick a devil out whether you want to go or not.
Amen.
Just depends on what kind of mood he's in. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, glory to God. He came there to get some stuff done. He wanted to set the people free. But they couldn't operate on the level that he needed them to operate. Somebody say hallelujah. Don't you know devils talk? Don't you know when you're up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you can feel spirits and see spirits, and them devils just as scared. Better leave me alone. Somebody say, I just get out here and look over the room and I see all kind of devils. Don't mess with me. Not boldly. Not in a bold way. Amen. In a scared way. Please don't let us have it out in here tonight. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes it gets beyond the people.
Amen.
It gets beyond the people, and the devils get up there and say, uh-oh. Saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, Jesus? Now art thou come to destroy us? I know that thou art. Hey, glory to God.
Oh, hallelujah.
They said, hey, we know who you are. People didn't know who he was, but they knew who he was, and because those devils knew who they were, they knew that something was about to happen.
Amen.
Somebody say thank you. There have been many times I've been in services, amen, and the demon one knew what the anointing was, amen. Everybody else sitting around looking at the watch, looking at the time, amen, looking at each other. Amen. Looking stupid. Amen. That devil back there just a scare. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because they knew. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Yes.
I know that thou art the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word. Notice that they weren't looking at the power. Some say, what a word. They were astonished at his what? Doctrine. There might have been some scribes and some Pharisees in that place. What a word. And see, so many times we get so excited at these little religious things that these people say and shout about it. And you can tell which spirit the word was spoken in by the fruits that come after the word that they spoke.
Amen.
They said, what a word is this? Amen.
Amen.
For with authority and power he commandeth unclean spirits that they come out. So say he.
He.
Devils addressed him for who he was. He commands. Amen. And they come out. And the fame of him went out into every place of the country round about. And he arose out of the synagogue and entered Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken, and he did certain things. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So he left the synagogue, not doing what? One person got set free, amen, amen. One devil got scared, amen. If it would have shut up, it would have been all right,
amen.
Amen. But it couldn't stand the pressure, amen. So the scared devil got cast out, and that's all they had to do. A devil messed up, and by accident, somebody got delivered. Amen. I believe he wanted to do much more than that.
Amen.
I believe he wanted to do much more than that.
Amen.
So he went over there and healed Simon's wife's mother, and taken her with a great fever, and they besought him that he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now when the sun was setting, all that were that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them, and he healed them. And devils came out of many, crying, saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffering them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed out into a desert place, and the people sought him, and came unto him, and stayed him that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to other cities also, for therefore I am sent. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many want more than just to preach word?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Many times they just receive a preacher.
God wants to do so much more.
Amen.
I think I'm done. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Just praying the Holy Ghost right where. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, as your faith is, so be it unto you. Just praying the Holy Ghost.
God wants to give some things back to you. Hold on.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. When you walk in it, you'll get it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Pull on that anointing. It's there for you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, ho, Sarahaya. He's a mighty God. Thank you. Power to make a difference. Thank you, Jesus. Power to make a difference. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Higher heights, new levels. Higher heights and new levels. Thank you, Jesus. Don't allow. Glory to God. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. The devil to steal your miracle. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So say the thief. See, when that devil comes against the anointing with irreverence and different things, that's a thief. See, if he can get the people familiar, he's already stolen. Familiar people can't receive a thing. He can get them irreverent. Irreverent people can't receive a thing. People in the wrong spirit can't receive a thing. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Steal. That's how he steals. That's how he steals. Glory. Don't let him steal your vision. Amen. Don't let him steal your supernatural. Amen. Reverence. Amen. To the fivefold ministry. Don't let him steal prophetic from you. The prophetic from you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. He's been trying to do it for a long time, hasn't he? When the charismatic revival came, the Baptist said, oh, the gifts of the Spirit are done away with. The gifts of the Spirit are done. There are no more prophets. There are no more apostles. There are no more of these things. Those things are done away with. Amen. If he couldn't stop the message, he could steal the people from receiving. And there are people today that aren't receiving the fruits of pastoral offices. Because the devil has stolen it from them. They go to church, but they had their pastor stolen from them.
Amen.
They got somebody sitting behind the pulpit every Sunday, but he stole it. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Watch it all the time. Oh, they somebody say, don't allow the devil to steal what God gives to you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo, thank God. Thank God. Oh, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank God. The devil has been busy trying to steal the people away. Steal people's minds. Steal people's faith. Steal their confidence. Steal respect. Steal reverence.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
But you're going to get it back.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a thief. Glory to God.
Glory.
Woo. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Catch that strong man. Catch that strong man. Hallelujah. Get it back in the name of Jesus. You don't want just a nice person. Hallelujah. You want someone sent from the Holy Ghost, commissioned of God to bring deliverance. Hallelujah. You don't want somebody just went to school.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I don't want nobody like that. I'm sick of people just hanging around.
Amen.
We want to hear from heaven.
Yes.
Want to know that God sent you.
Yes.
Don't stand behind the pulpit unless he sent you.
Thank
you. Oh, glory to God. We ready. We mean business, not playing games. Didn't ask for a speaker.
Amen.
We need a word from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. I got to get out of some stuff. Glory to God. I need a breakthrough. Glory to God. I got some problems. I got some hang-ups. Glory to God. There's some devils out there that need to come down. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. If you ain't from God, get going. Glory to God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Woo, don't need a man. We don't need a man. We need God. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the anointing to break some things, to change some things. We need deliverance. Glory to God. Ain't no man nice enough. Glory to God. Ain't no man strong enough. Ain't no man gonna care enough. Glory to God. What you got going on in your life, you need the Holy Ghost to get on somebody. Yeah. Glory to God. Men will give up. Men will quit. Men will let you down. They'll steal from you. They'll rip you off. But God will send the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Glory. Anybody go to a town and build a church? Glory to God. But the Holy Ghost will come. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank
God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. And it's that anointing that'll break the yoke. It'll break the yoke. It'll destroy the yoke. Only the anointing destroys the yoke. Glory to God. Only the anointing will destroy the yoke. Not a good message. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not a good children's church. Thank God for it. Amen. Not a good choir. But the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage. Glory to God. But only the discerned anointing will set the captives free. Because he came right in that room. Somebody say hallelujah. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The truth you know will set you free. Glory to God. We're dead. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to Otalabasana the High. See, we're starting to understand something God's been speaking to us for 6 years. Restore reverence again to the body of Christ. Why? Glory, because he's ready to do some stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, that's the Holy Ghost that told you all that. That was the Holy Ghost. That's the Holy Ghost. Made it real clear to you. Don't nobody care. There's no man that cares enough.
Amen.
That's why he sent the anointing.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Can't no man do it. They could, it would be done. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Rabbi Zerubbabel Shalabahaya.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
And you believe he sent the anointing to set you free? Shout about it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You believe he sent the anointing to prosper you? Say, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, the devil's starting to shake in his boots now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Ha, 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 ha.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many times have you seen it? See, there was a supernatural thing happening. I tried it. Tonight, I just thought that was it. We ain't nothing to do tonight. They didn't miss the blessing. Go over and shut the book. Sit down. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.